Hi, I'm Drew Davis, Worship Director here at Church of the Cross, and I hope you're doing well. This is normally a place where you would find a sermon from last Sunday, and so normally the December 4th sermon should be here, you know, but every once in a while we sort of forget to hit record, and so here I am. Rather than uploading nothing, I thought I'd give you a very short explanation of what went on that day, what we talked about, what we shared, and hopefully it will help you throughout the week. So as we focus on the coming Messiah in this season of Advent, the long-awaited Savior, in the Bible, both the Old and New Testaments are full of stories of mankind's waiting and anticipating the coming of the Savior. So today's scripture reading, which comes from the Gospel of Mark, represents one of these waiting stories. In this story, we encounter two people who are waiting for Jesus to return from Galilee following his mission trip across Lake Tiberias, where he'd gone to heal a man possessed by many demons. The Gospel of Mark tells the story of these waiting people in verses 21 to 34 of chapter 5. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was there. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, My little daughter is dying. Please come put your hands on her so that she'll be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt her body, that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around into the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you ask who touched me." But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Amen. This is such a great story of such immense faith that this person had, and I think this is why it's so great that we have an Advent season every single year to force us to remember who Jesus is and the great things he is capable of in our lives. Well, again, we do apologize for the missing sermon, but we hope that you'll take this wonderful story with you throughout the week. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.